Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path number 9. So you all are working with some incredibly beautiful energy around this new moon. You've got the energy of the 11-2, and you've also got possum energy. So let's break it down. Let's take a look. So with the 11-2 energy, anytime we have an 11-2 cycle, there's some nuances here, right? This is an inspiring energy. This is pushing us to do what inspires us. You could see a lot of inspiring things come in for you now, new ideas, especially because this is a new moon, right? Like new ideas, new inspirations, new starts, taking initiation, or taking initiative, all of these things, right? Planting seeds, setting your intentions. And this 11-2 energy of inspiration is a feeling, right? It's a sensation. It's feeling inspired, feeling in spirit. So there's something here that's sort of tugging at your shirt that's saying, let's do what inspires us. Let's say yes to what lights us up. Let's say yes to what makes us feel fulfilled. And that can be in relationships, that can be in like your hobbies, your career, wherever it is in your life that is lacking inspiration, where it feels like it's gotten really stagnant or it's draining. This is like infusing you with this like lust for life, this passion, this excitement. And, you know, it could even, again, be around relationships. So if you're in a long-term relationship and, you know, it's gotten a little bit routine or whatever, this can be a great energy to spruce things up again, right? Like to like ignite that flame again, and do some things that like light you both up, that you know, you're both inspired by as a couple. This can be a great energy for that. What I love about possum energy is possum brings the curiosity. It's saying, let's be curious. Let's explore. Let's use our imagination. Let's play. And that's really kind of 11-2 energy as well. It's like, again, it's pushing us to try new things, to see what inspires us if we don't know, or if we've sort of evolved beyond what used to inspire us. So this can be a time for being curious and just kind of playing a little bit and dabbling in a few new and different things and seeing what sticks or what doesn't. Same thing with relationships. Be a little bit curious, right? Like if you have been single for a long time and you're like ready to get back out into, you know, the dating game, this can be a time to just not put a lot of pressure on it, but just be curious. Just go out and see where life takes you, so to speak. But again, this is going to probably bring in some opportunities for you to look at where it is that you are committed to or overly loyal to, things that drain you, that are just purely out of obligation and that have no life in them anymore. And with those situations, because the 11-2 can also bring like testing energy, but those tests are to help us to see what we just keep showing up to that is just taking our life force away. And where it is that we need to shift gears. And sometimes that can be difficult, especially for nines, because 9, of course, is the humanitarian. It's this very like giving, nurturing kind of energy. And sometimes it can move into like martyrdom or like being very sacrificial. And so you just want to make sure that, and this energy can help you to do that, that the things that you are showing up for in life, you know, bring life into you. Like you feel alive when you're doing them. You feel inspired. And of course, we're not going to feel inspired by literally everything that we do. You know, washing the dishes isn't really inspiring. We can certainly make it that way. But, you know, But my point is, it's like those big things in life that you're committed to need to like be an equal exchange of energy. Like there has to be like, you know, you can feel the life force moving through you. If you feel burdened, you know, obligated, stagnant, resentful, this 11-2 energy is going to say, no, we need to shift this. We need to switch this up. And, you know, you could face some challenges around that to help you to see where it is that you keep sacrificing yourself and your happiness and, you know, your life for somebody else, something else, whether it's a job, again, a person, relationship, whatever. So this energy is really going to be pushing you, especially around this new moon, to try new things, be curious, and or try pick back up things that you had tried before that you love, but that you just haven't had time for, or that you don't give yourself time for, or don't give yourself permission to make the time for. So this is really beautiful energy in that sense. It gives you permission to really explore your inner passions, your inner desires, your inner light and gifts and all of those things. And just see where is it that you keep putting those on the back burner. I love this energy, and I love Possum as well, because again, it's very much about the curiosity and not taking things quite so serious, having like a little bit more levity to the situation so that you can see, you know, it's okay. Like everything's still going to get done if you're doing what lights you up, right? Like it's not like once you start doing what inspires you or what lights you up, you know, your whole world is going to go to shit. It doesn't necessarily work that way, right? Like, so I think this is allowing you to incorporate, or encouraging you to incorporate, more things that reignite your spirit, like light you back up. Because then when you have that light within you, you can share that light with others and inspire them to do the same. So it's incredibly beautiful. So do what inspires you and be curious around this new moon. So I hope it's a great one. Happy New Year, Nines. See you soon.